Too many politicians go whichever way the wind is blowing, whichever way is easiest. That's not leadership. That's politics as usual. She's flip-flopped on every issue, taxes and Social Security. Now Lydia's running the most negative campaign in Wisconsin history.
We've got a lot at stake in this congressional race, and I'm talking about jobs. The sub-base is on the line. Thousands of jobs at Electric Boat, and good-paying defense and construction jobs all over this district. Now, are we going to risk all that? No way.
Everybody needs a helping hand, and it's up to all of us to make sure they get it.
Judy Belk's campaign has gone to the dogs. Unable to tell us what she stands for, she wages a negative name-calling campaign against our Congressman Joe Bonner. Her weapon of attack? A poodle.
Is it worth it to tear down a good man, distort the truth, dishonor one's name, all for a seat in Congress? Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy will do anything to win. Anything. Sam Berkowitz will raise our taxes in the blink of an eye. Sam didn't think we were paying enough in income taxes, so he voted for an income tax surcharge. Sam thinks seniors can afford higher property taxes, so he found a way to make it easier to raise them. The Ohio Supreme Court has suspended and removed her from the bench to protect the public from her dishonesty, misconduct, and abuse. Deborah O'Neill, not even eligible to serve if elected. That's just like her supporters who oppose going after terrorists in Afghanistan. Kennedy strongly disagreed, saying, "We need to fight terrorists over there so we don't have to fight them here." Trusted leader or the poor manager? Deborah Senn's policies as insurance commissioner forced health insurers to leave the state. Senn's office even lost its national accreditation. Deborah Senn, mismanagement, unqualified for attorney general. This rhyme is cute, but it's no joke. That gram I am will tax us broke. We cannot keep that gram, I say. Send him away election day. Paid for by the Senate Majority Fund.